Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Boy, you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, giggling, is Ziggy. How's it going, Ziggy?
What's up?
You were not here last week. We were speculating that you were in, it was Louisiana, right, with the Taylor concert?
Yeah. No, was he was doing the Taylor Swift new puzzle game.
Oh, that's right. It was a magazine of...
I think he was at the Superdome watching the show.
Yeah.
It was only a 50-piece puzzle, but he was struggling. It took him all day.
You're taking my crazy on the way, man.
we might get actual details. Next to him, we have Coach. How's it going, Coach?
It's going.
Slightly injured, Coach. We have maybe a story about that.
Maybe.
Oh, that's going to be one of the best crazy on the ways we've had in ages.
Seriously, get a lawyer. Sue the city. We have a whole bunch of other things to talk about today. We have Michigan Muslims endorsing Trump, Michelle Obama showing how desperate the Kamala campaign is, CBS editing Kamala's answers in an interview. This is actually a couple of weeks old, but it's still worth talking about. And then Cuba on the verge of collapse. I say let them die. We always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happen to us on the way here or a couple of days prior. Who's going to start?
I was just going to say all that work and I didn't finish the puzzle.
Okay.
You missed the show and everything and still didn't do it. Wow.
I think mine kind of, I got to wait to do mine after Coach because mine's going to preemptively strike his. It's a fun one. It's a good one.
Okay.
But we got to hear yours first. It should have. Ugh. It should trump all of our stuff, really.
All right. Here I go. I'm going to trump all your stuff.
Yeah. So Friday night,
I get a late call from my oldest daughter who says, hey, we have an extra ticket to the Kevin Hart show in Oakland.
Oh.
Yeah. And at the Paramount, and we're going to go to Scott's Seafood on Jack London Square. It's going to have dinner. It'll be wonderful. And we're a little bit late for the show, and they took an Uber, and I just parked a few blocks away. And I'm in a, you know, literally an alleyway in downtown Oakland. And there's some landscaping, and there's a big rock and a couple of bushes. And going, I walk pretty quickly. And I'm going at a good clip, and my oldest daughter calls me, and I put the phone to my head, and my right foot clips a rock that's embedded in the ground, immovable object, and I go.
It was a large rock,
but only a couple inches of it is sticking out of the ground. It's dark, and you can't see it, and I go 10 feet, literally flew. Phone skitters about 20 feet away. Glasses are everywhere.
Fly like an eagle.
Yeah. When I'd land on my...
to the street.
On my hands and one knee, there's a shopkeeper there looking at me in horror. I didn't move. I'm just sitting there, and she's like, are you okay? And it took me a minute to answer, and I thought, I think I am. So I get up, and I walk to the theater. We get inside. The show starts, and it starts hurting more and more and more. Sit through the show. We're in Oakland, just down the street from Kaiser, and go to Kaiser. And I fractured both my elbows. I mean, this was legit. I mean, it's like it was dark, and you would never see this.
Yeah.
Same color as the dirt.
Well, you're still good at making excuses.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's good.
Well, no,
you retain some of your capabilities. Yeah.
Personal injury lawyer. Yeah. Call one.
It's
the city should not have left that the way it is.
Oakland doesn't have any money.
He'll get
$4.
Matter. It doesn't matter. No. See an attorney.
They don't have any pro sports anymore. They don't have any revenue coming in.
Yeah, it's true.
They still have to pay. It'll be covered by their insurance. Just do it. I strongly recommend it. A friend of mine in New York, same similar situation, and he's getting a nice payout. Scott, what is yours?
Appreciated the phone call or text that he gave me hey, I fell, broke my elbows. They didn't communicate anything to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm out with some other people, and they're like, hey, did you hear about Coach? And I was like, what do you do this time? Right? What do you mean? Is there a story? There's always a story, right? So this morning I went over and picked him up, and I drove the Cybertruck for the first time. And I'm smitten.
Yeah, it's a nice machine.
I'm ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
There are several things that I could talk about, but I'm gonna limit it to the one. When we pulled up into the parking lot, he said, hold on, stop. He says, pick a parking space. Because on the screen, as you're pulling in the parking space, the lot, all the spaces come up on the screen. Like, you could see the lines and everything. He's like, pick one. It's like playing a video game. I pushed the parking space that I wanted, and he said, now just let go of your hands and move your feet out of the way. And the car truck, it pulled forward at an angle and then backed in at an angle, and boom, and it backed into a parking spot like perfectly. And I was blown away that technology has gone that far, which makes me want to make Elon Musk in charge of everything. And then we were talking in the pregame. I think it'd be awesome if he came out with a gas powered vehicle, so he could have he could dominate the gas in vehicle industry just like he's dominating the electric vehicle industry.
That would be hilarious. That'd be just the perfect troll.
And you know he would.
Yeah.
You know whatever he came up with would be that.
Yeah.
You know, it would be that. So, maybe we'll experience the full self driving on the way home.
Maybe. I don't know if I'm ready for that. That one freaks me out. Yeah. I am a control freak when it comes to driving. It's like,
you got to drive fast and close to the person in front of you, right on their bumper.
Yeah, it would probably give way too much room between the car in front of us. And, he wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah, no, I got control of the accelerator, the brake, the steering, all that. That just makes me nervous. Parking a car when nothing's moving 1 mile an hour, that's okay. We get up to 25 miles an hour or more in traffic with all that kind of stuff, I'm going to freak out.
You know, it takes some getting used to. Although I will say, of all the people that have driven it, and now that I'm injured, I can't drive, and so I'm having people drive me. And that's the incentive. Hey, mm-hmm. drive me here, and you get to drive the Cybertruck. Oh, hey.
Okay. I got the truck
coming right over.
Yeah. So people are like, okay. I had a buddy drive me out to a soccer game. It was 2 hours away.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, yeah. So it's just 4 hours in driving plus, you know, a couple hours at the game. But he was happy to do it, to drive the Cybertruck.
Very good.
And he loved it.
Right on.
Best driving experience of his life.
Yeah. Ziggy, what about you?
Anything?
No, he said. He didn't finish the puzzle.
He didn't finish. That's right. Ooh,
pay attention.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, hi. I am serious. Yeah, I am.
Did you have your weak tea yet?
Yes, I did. I got a late start today, so I guess this is my crazy.
I got trust issues with anybody that doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah, you drink coffee, all you do is go to the John. You drink a cup of tea, you design the steam engine. So I
what?
He's a teetotaler.
I got nothing. I am behind the eight ball.
He also plays with cats.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I was out chasing my cat late last night.
Cat's named Marlo.
He was out in the neighborhood running around. And his new habit is drinking from the faucet in the kitchen sink. He sits by the sink. You turn it on. He leans his head.
Marlo drinks out of the sink.
Yeah, he sees the water coming down and he sticks his head in and starts licking it. It's very cute. And
Till he figures out how to turn it on.
He's already close to it. He knows he can bump the handle with his head and activate it. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does. We have a couple of minutes. Why don't we start with our first story? It is Muslims.
I didn't hear your crazy.
It's just starting late, I guess, and just being behind the eight ball here because
forgetting.
Yeah,
because the cats and get too much of your time.
No, it's just my give a crap meter is kind of low right now. So,
really,
he didn't have his Wheaties.
Give a damn's busted. Huh?
That's it. Muslims in Michigan endorsing Trump. Let's listen to what they have.
No,
to say.
That can't be true. Yeah. I thought he was a racist.
Good afternoon, Michiganders.
Michiganders.
As the president said, we just had a a positive meeting with President Trump. We as Muslims stand with President Trump because he promises peace. He promises peace, not war.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are supporting Donald Trump because he promised to end war in the Middle East and Ukraine.
Wow.
So this is a big deal. This could get, fingers crossed, this could get Trump Michigan and maybe Minnesota.
That's surprising.
This is a huge voting block now.
Before listening to this or knowing about the story, if anyone asked any of the four of us, how are Muslims going to vote?
Mm-hmm.
I would have guessed.
Said Kamala. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would have thought Harris.
Absolutely no question. But
yeah, so this is surprising.
Yeah.
Comrade Kamala.
Comrade.
Kamradmala.
Everybody's turning against Kamala.
Muslim.
Yeah. Everyone's turning against her. The Washington Post won't endorse her. Other newspapers won't endorse her. I mean, it's like there's this domino effect building that everybody is just not interested in her. Yeah. And she was even booed at a church.
I sent you guys the clip I finally found of the CBS interview.
Yeah, I have that down on the list.
It's, you know, it's funny because the Republicans used to be what people would identify with as warmongers. And that's really, that whole narrative has really flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's, what did Eisenhower call it? The
military-industrial complex.
Military-industrial complex. And he was talking about that in the 50s?
Yeah. It was his exit speech.
But, I mean, it's like so spot on. It's frightening.
For sure. And apparently this group of Muslims in Michigan have figured it out, and that's why they endorsed him.
I mean, and he's been saying that forever.
Yeah, well, there were no new wars while he was president. We did launch a couple of missiles, but, yeah, and then suddenly Biden comes in. We have 2-3 wars going on all at once. It's ridiculous. But since you brought up the CBS thing, let's get into that. They
they should be brought up on charges and they should lose their license.
They should. The problem is they won't.
Charges? I mean, is it criminal?
No, it's against the law. It's against the law. This is election tampering.
Yeah, let's fill in the details here. So
literally is election tampering.
So it was Kamala's interview with CBS 60 Minutes. They edited her answers to make her sound better, is the short version.
Yeah.
And Trump made a statement saying that CBS should have their license revoked. The FCC is like, you know, come on now. You can't do that just because you disagree with somebody.
Well, it's either against the rules or it's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
period.
But this,
where's dad?
Period.
But no, this is standard FCC behavior. They have no power. They have no teeth. All they do is kind of wag their finger at you and maybe issue a fine, which you aren't legally obligated to pay, by the way. there was a case back in 2003, 2004. One of the Infinity stations was fined for, you know, in quote, indecency, something Howard Stern said or something like that. And the FCC issued a fine, and the station was like, we respectfully declined to pay. And the FCC was like, what do we do now? And that was it. So, I mean,
what's FCC stand for? Is it
Federal Communications Commission? It's supposed to be regulating.
I mean, the fact that Drake.
I thought it was fools committing crimes.
Could be.
The fact that Drake's still on the air.
Something like that.
Really, really talks about how good they are, right?
They must be horrible at their job.
Yeah. So, like I said, they have no teeth, and this is, we're running out of time here, but this is a horrible.
He's on the air in multiple stations.
Yeah.
Forgot their dentures.
Yeah. Right. And this is a horrible case of the media being so in bed with government, you really can't even tell the difference. They might as well be one single organization. It is a travesty considering what journalists used to do and what they don't do anymore.
Roll the tape.
Well, we are up on a break, so let's.
This is the kind of stuff of why people want to vote for Trump, because they want this kind of thing to go away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is what they talk about when they talk about election tampering. Right?
It is absolutely election
tampering. And that's his whole argument as to why the election was not legit.
All right. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back with you on Radioslot.com, segment two. And
he doesn't have kids, but he knows how to act like a dad.
Who are you talking to?
Drake.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean,
you went dad on us there for a second.
Well, we have
off the air.
We are on a schedule. Some of us have to be out of here at a certain time. So, yeah. I have to be out of here at a certain time.
There you go.
So
let's go, Dad.
Although,
let's go.
You know, grown-ups that use the word cute. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Just stop. It was your cat licking your face.
All right? Ew.
So, don't tell. My cat doesn't do that.
That's because your cat doesn't love you.
Oh, stop. That's not true.
There's not a single animal on the planet that I want to be licked by. Ever.
Whatever.
No.
You're not an animal, dude. It's all good.
Ziggy, what do you think?
You hate your dog.
What do you think about all this?
I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
But I think you guys should keep your OnlyFans videos to yourselves and, you know, show them amongst each other.
We did. We did. Hey, you didn't have to.
Yeah, he texted. Yeah.
You were not exposed.
Yeah, he texted.
I was in the room when it happened.
No, but that's a great idea. Cats licking faces on OnlyFans. That could be.
No, this is turning into a cat.
You know, we were talking.
Can we move on?
We were talking earlier about how to become independently wealthy, Scott. This is how we do it.
Let's see if CBS can interview cats.
No, we can.
CBS, they interviewed a cat lately, right?
I can do videos of my cat and pictures of my feet on OnlyFans. I'm an instant millionaire.
Instant.
Oh, I literally gagged just a little bit.
A little verp there?
Switch it up and have the cat lick your feet.
Ooh, excellent idea.
This is...
I thought that was what you were talking about, so I didn't know.
Selling videos on OnlyFans of cats looking...
We will lose all our listeners.
No, we won't.
They are lining
up to sign up and to pay me $10 a month to watch my cat lick my feet. You watch.
Whoa.
No.
No.
Yes. If you paid me $10, I still wouldn't watch. In fact, you pay me $100, I wouldn't watch. You can keep your $100. I'm not watching that.
$100.
All right, let's go back to our Kamala and 60 Minutes story here. I've got to turn off my ad blocker because Fox News is just, come on.
Just loves throwing it at
you. Yeah. All right, so this is a Fox story. It's 8 minutes long. We're not going to run the whole thing, but hopefully they get to the point real quick. But this is how CBS edited Kamala's interview, and we got to wait for the ad to play because I can't skip it. Yada, 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 yada. So I can have, I have two cats, so I can alternate them looking, here we go.
Harris completely dropping the ball in her disastrous 60 Minutes interview, unable to defend her policy flip-flops and inflationary agenda. Joining me now is Liz Peek, syndicated columnist and Fox News contributor, and Carolyn Downey, staff writer at the National Review. Pleasure to see you, ladies. Thanks for being here. Okay, there were so many bloopers in her 60 Minutes. We played a couple of them already this hour. That 60 Minutes apparently has decided to come to her rescue, and they have done some editing. And we know they've done the editing because the original little prompts or teases that they sent out have been changed. And I just want to show you one in particular that's really getting a lot of play in the internet right now. It's of Kamala Harris being asked about Israel. We're going to play two sound bites back to back. The first one is the original, and the second one, it's the same question asked by the same reporter, but a different answer. Roll tape.
And we're not going to stop in terms of putting that pressure Israel and in the region, including Arab leaders.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
This is the second
We're
clip.
Not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
Unbelievable. Liz, there you saw it. The first one, she had their typical...
They cut her short. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Word salad and then something very concise.
Yeah.
Where'd they get the second clip? Did they AI it?
I don't know.
No, they just have to do a little splice in the video. I've done it for years. So yeah, you can chop up what somebody says, and you can take parts from one end of the conversation, put it at the beginning or in the middle, take the beginning, put it at the end. It's very easy to do. Easier with audio than video. So for yeah. that case, they just took the second section of her answer and cut it off entirely, and then cut back to what's-his-face who was doing the interview.
I think the word salad was at the beginning, though.
Yeah, well, they shortened that answer. Like you said, they just made it concise.
Yeah,
and they cut the fat, and it's
or the salad.
Yeah, the salad. Yeah,
and they said, let's not have a salad today.
You know, and to me, it's just the media is not what it used to be. It's just pandering to the government, reprinting or rewriting press releases, and not challenging anybody. And it's
propaganda.
It actually reminds me, though, of another case back in the 90s where it was ABC that was doing a collision test on a particular truck, I think a Chevy or a GMC, although you could say they're the same thing, about side impacts on the truck and then the truck's exploding because of the position of the fuel tank. They could not get the truck to blow up, so they rigged it to blow up. And then that came out later, and it was again the FCC just kind of wagged their finger, and nothing happened. They kind of just issued an apology. And it was left to that. So this is just more media manipulation to confuse and misdirect the public. And that's not what they're supposed to do.
I think this is deeper, though, because, again, this is about who you are. This is our president, right? And the way she responds, the way she thinks.
Is not our president.
Someone who wants to be president.
Vice president.
She's somebody who is vying to be our president.
Okay, I just didn't want you to give her credit.
Yeah, no. I agree. 100%.
Anything.
100%.
She's never won a single vote.
That's true, too. I mean, you know, we can go down that rabbit hole as well. I mean, that she didn't have to earn her way there. She was pushed forward. But you want to know who she is. You want to know how she thinks. You want to know. And that is a complete altering of who she is as a human. Yep. And those are the kind of things you want to know as a voter.
Yep.
And I think that alters the whole narrative.
Mm-hmm. And they try to make her look good to...
That is election tampering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think people misunderstand Trump's claim that the election was tampered with. He's saying, yeah, there were some shenanigans with ballots and things like that and legitimacy of mail-in and different things, counting and who has access to that. But a lot of what he's talking about is things like this, where things are getting censored or blocked, you know, like Twitter wouldn't allow, and some of the other social media wouldn't allow any articles, any stories, any commentary on anything regarding the Hunter Biden laptop.
Were you watching the NFL yesterday?
No.
So I typically don't.
Yeah.
But with my elbows, I was kind of captured.
You're going to be watching a lot of TV.
Yeah, unfortunately. I was amazed at the amount of political ads on during the games. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, I have to silence them because I really on both sides. Yeah. I don't need to hear anything from either one of them.
Well, speaking of football or throwball, as Coach refers to it, there was a moment in the 49er game yesterday where Nick Bosa, during the post game, flashed his MAGA hat at the camera while another player was being interviewed, and I can't find it now, but it was quite good. So not only did you have the ads, but some of the players are getting involved as well.
Yeah, you want to watch the NFL blow up? Watch now a few players go public for Trump, and that the whole organization is going to blow up because I would say more than half of them are pro-Harris.
Oh, sure.
Right.
NFL players or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The liberal agenda in professional sports is out of control. Yeah.
Now, the worst thing about the 60
I think
minutes,
you got to explain who Bosa is because some of the people listening aren't.
He's a 49er.
He's a 49er.
I don't know what his position is because I don't watch the games. My wife could tell you what position he plays, where he was born, what he had for breakfast this morning because she watches the game in her 49er pajamas, and it's just ridiculous. But, you know. The worst thing about the 60 Minutes.
So in this marriage, the woman watches football.
Yeah.
And the man plays with cats.
Exactly.
And uses the word cute.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, you were saying, Drake?
I said the worst thing about
cats
the 60.
Lick his feet.
No, they don't. But that's what we're going to do for OnlyFans. I will put, I will smear some cat food on my feet, and then the cats will come and lick it. This is a million-dollar idea. You guys are going to be so jealous. I'm going to buy 3 Cybertrucks, and there's going to be I'm going to have a Cybertruck for every day of the week because of my OnlyFans money. And the worst thing about this 60 Minutes interview is the journalist in question had not the guts to ask Kamala the one thing everybody wants to know.
What that mouth do?
And had that happened, it would have been a much better interview.
Yeah.
You gotta let that go.
Yeah. It was good. I was letting you have your moment. It was a good little riff. I listened to the Joe Rogan interview with Trump. It's like 3 hours. I'll say this. If you're going to listen to it, put it on 1.5 speed because it just goes too slowly.
It's a little slow at the beginning, for sure.
I can't listen to anything at normal speed anymore. Yeah. When I listen to this show, when I go back and listen to this show, I put it on 1.5, just so it goes faster. Anyways, I was very impressed with the exchange. It was a conversation. And all the things that Trump articulated when he's not in front of a crowd, when he's not in a debate, when he's not in front of cameras and reporters, I thought he was fairly articulate, and I understood a little bit better why he thinks there was tampering and some of the things he wants to do. Mm-hmm. Really, really interesting. Some of the stuff he talked about, JFK files are going to come out at some point if he's president. He talked a little bit about Elon Musk and his influence. They talked a lot about RFK Jr., and the state of the health of the country based on food products and additives and pesticides and all that kind of stuff. So,
he's already said that he's on the cabinet if he wins, that he's on the cabinet for that stuff.
Right? Yeah.
RFK Jr. Mm-hmm. And Elon's on the cabinet for fixing the inefficiencies of the government.
Yeah. So, but I was interested because all of these people that we've mentioned so far, and we add Vivek Ramaswamy to this discussion, are all people that were Trump's enemies before.
Yeah, it's true.
He's won all of them over. And I don't think he's a warlock or has some magic potion or something.
No, he just sits. They just have a sit down and discuss things, and pretty soon. Well,
but let's go back to that's the narrative, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny. I was talking to one of my buddies that I play Call of Duty with, who is pretty liberal. He works in the school district in San Leandro. And he has these preconceived notions that he's not a political guy, so he listens to sound bites and this and that. And one of our other, shout out to Wicked, people that play with us were like, no, no, no. And we're starting to talk about some facts and this and that. And he's like, yeah, that's not true. And again, it's the narrative. It's if you just listen to the sound bites, you listen to what they put out there. Yeah, it's awful. It seems awful. And I think he might be turning a corner. You know, oh, I didn't know that. You know, I mean, we've talked about it before. I think, you know, the fact that she, first time she ever registered to vote, she was almost 30 years old and a district attorney. That's insanity to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really? It's like, and this is the person that we are thinking about making our president? Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I suggest people go and listen to it because it was informative.
Well, you got to, you know, and shout out to the king. Joe Rogan, I think, has really worked his way into being the best interviewer on the planet. And I think because it is really, truly all about having conversations, which is what we keep talking about. Have a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, and he has put out the invitation to Kamala Harris to come on the show.
And yes, he did it in the Trump.
He said it in the interview,
too. He said it a couple of times. Hey, I would love to have her on and have a conversation.
Yeah. And Trump encouraged him to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But she can't. She can't sit for 3 hours and talk normally.
So. Well, she'd bring a salad for sure.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, when's lunch? We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our third segment and a story out of San Francisco. Mayor London Breed is pushing to remove costly fees for businesses opening in former industrial sites across San Francisco, a move she said will spur small business growth and bring back old industrial sections of the city. Hmm. She wants to do this because those industrial sites are now ghost towns. After COVID, a lot of companies left San Francisco. It's a ghost town in several major areas, including where my office is on near the Giants Park. Restaurants closed, just no traffic. So right now, businesses must pay fees when a property in some neighborhoods changes from industrial or manufacturing to another kind of business. The fees are meant to offset increased demand on public services like roads, sewers, and water. Basically, they just gouge them with these startup fees, and they think that's what's keeping businesses away. That's not what's keeping businesses away.
No.
What's keeping businesses away is the crime, the homeless, and no foot traffic. I mean, there's nobody there.
Well, it's sanitary conditions.
Yeah, and that too. I left the office the other day to go down.
You missed the big one, too.
What big one?
Crime.
I did say crime.
You did?
You were down the hall.
You said crime.
Yeah, you came in and just repeated everything I just said.
Okay,
so
you need to be present.
Present.
You were. I don't know what you were doing back there, but
it's time to engage, Scott.
I was trying to finish this puzzle.
Pay attention.
So
it's harder than you think.
San Francisco wants to drop the business fees and both. The fees average about $50,000 and could go as high as $100,000. And, I mean, so they're basically extorting you if you want to start a business in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, well, if we drop this, then maybe businesses will come back. No they won't.
Nice.
But you know what? I think this is so much bigger. I mean, San Francisco is, you know, compared to Paris and London and New York and, you know, it's the West Coast, that thing, whatever that thing is, you know, the signature city. It's
for
like
for sure.
And it's becoming Detroit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, how does that happen? The property values of the higher end houses there, mm-hmm. it's like, I mean, oh my goodness.
Well, let's go one better. Like, so if you had a business and they waived the fees, would you start up in San Francisco?
No.
All right, let's do this. If you were a business and they offered to pay you the fee of $50,000, would you start a business in San Francisco? Because for me, the answer is still no.
Yeah.
You don't, you can have a business, but if you don't have foot traffic or vehicle traffic or people going by that can patronize your business, you're not going to be out of business very quickly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what they're facing.
This is another fail on the leadership of San Francisco. They have failed to recognize the actual problem. It's crime and all these other things. Having businesses or not having businesses is not the issue. It's a market economy. If you have a good environment,
people have to go,
people will want to start a business there, and they'll pay the fee because they can make a lot of money in San Francisco.
Used to be, and that's
the point. You have to clean up all the other stuff and get some quality politicians, put dad in charge, and then you'll get your businesses back.
But this is the whole
they're putting the cart before the horse.
Yeah, but the whole narrative there is, how do you go from Paris, London, New York, San Francisco to Detroit.
That's right.
And barely 4 years.
And then, but once you
been going down a lot longer than that.
Well, I know, but COVID finished it.
But once you go,
haircut started it.
Once you go there, coming back is
mm-hmm.
kind of. But I still go. How do you get there?
It started
long before COVID too.
It did.
Well, right,
Sanctuary City.
Right, no, you're not wrong. But then when everybody went home to work at home during the lockdowns. Nobody came back to San Francisco. Restaurants are boarded up. Office buildings are empty. The sales tower's empty. But the sales force
a lot of the big chains have moved out.
Exactly.
Of San Francisco.
And a lot of that has been because of crime.
Like Walgreens and
we've got a guy Ross. At church who runs Ross Dress for Less in the whole country. And the whole $950 you can steal without being a crime. And he did a ton of things to try and combat that. And then finally just took the inventory out of both stores, both Ross stores in San Francisco, and put locks on the doors and said, mm-hmm. forget it. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the, there's but there's that, no other solution.
But that points to the liberal agenda of this state, you know, mm-hmm. haircut, the whole nine yards. Yep. And I don't know. It's like at San Francisco. How do you come back?
Yeah. Even if they gave me a guarantee that they were going to prosecute anybody that stole from my store, it still would not be enough because I don't trust them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not worth the paper it's written on at that point. I just think they would back out of the deal or just not follow through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think San Francisco is, well, I'll say it this way. Bye, San Francisco. Nice knowing you.
Oh, if only.
Crap is busted.
When was the last time you went there?
San Francisco? Yeah. I drove through several months ago.
No. Drove through?
Drove through, and because it was the shortest distance.
Okay, that's not what I said. Destination.
Oh, destination San Francisco?
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah? Zig?
Yeah.
Now you go there because you work there.
Yeah, I'm there every 2 days a week. Yeah.
When's the last time you went there as a destination by choice?
Oh.
I think we have our answer.
It would have been. I think it would have been before 2010 because I used to go out to there was a church there that would do, they would go out on Friday nights and feed homeless people, and I'd go join them, and we would walk around the Tenderloin and do all kinds of stuff. But yeah, I haven't done that since 2010.
But, I mean, it used to be a destination for nightclubs and the music scene and restaurants.
And they're forgetting that they no longer possess much that people can't find somewhere else.
Yeah. More safely.
I mean, you got to go to there to see the Warriors play now. And maybe go to Fisherman's Wharf. But
the Warriors aren't what they were when they were in Oakland.
Alcatraz. You have some of those things. If you want to drive the Golden Gate Bridge, see Coit Tower, or what's the really windy road?
Lombard
Street. You start to run out of things. It's like, look, send me a picture. Yeah. Or I'll watch a video of somebody going down the windy street. I don't need to go over there and see it. Parking is insane to find and insane to pay for. When we went, it was out of control.
Yeah,
it's just not worth it. I have to drive by so many amazing cities to get to San Francisco. Like, why not stop at one of those other places?
Yeah,
I'll go to Half Moon Bay.
Yeah,
let's do that. San Jose. Nice. I mean, there's some great places.
Shout out to Sam's.
Sam's Chowder House, the best. Say hi to Peter and Terry for me. Yeah, I'll drive to Sacramento, I think, at this point, before I'll go to San Francisco.
Well, don't get me started on Sacramento.
I like Sacramento. I lived there for a few months.
yeah, but the homeless problem there is...
It wasn't...
Certainly down around the Capitol.
I didn't hang out there.
That's exactly where they should be, right around the Capitol.
I didn't hang out there. I was... I don't remember the area. It was close to Arco Arena. And there was a church downtown that I liked. Someone suggested I go there because there were a lot of single women, and it was a Baptist. Yeah, it was a Baptist church, and they.
How about cats? Do they have a lot of cats?
I don't know. I didn't stay because the church had no interest in any kind of outreach whatsoever. They just expected that people would come in the door, and it's like no. We got to go out and find them, and they didn't want to do that, so I left.
All right.
So then that's why. And I didn't meet any chicks while I was there.
Chicks?
Yeah.
Chicks.
Go right up to them and
say, how old are you?
What that mouth do?
And that usually sealed the deal.
Chicks?
Yeah. I'm a teenager at heart. Can't you tell? Chicks. All right. We are up on a break. Back with our post-game wrap-up. Ooh. And our coach's corner and Ziggy's riffs and Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts. Coming right up.
Breaking news, folks. Drake and Scott and their notorious accomplices, Ziggy and Coach, are on the loose. Hide your kids and hide your wives. More at 11.
Greg and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com.
That should say corral your cats, too.
Yeah, I was going to say. And your feet.
I was looking up here during the break.
Your cats and feet.
Yeah, cover your eyes.
I was looking up during
Avert
the break
your eyes.
How to start an OnlyFans account. So it's quite simple. And all I have to
you
do is...
You can borrow my cat.
I have
and
to...
And then you can have a couple of cats.
I already have two. So, yeah, I can use that one.
Sure.
I can use yours. And then... my wife volunteers at the animal shelter in town, so I can go and get some cats there.
So you could just like cover your body in
oh my gosh,
cat food, and
they can just lick it all off.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be terrific. Scott's turning green right now.
Can we catch up with the show now? This is catastrophic.
All right, that's our final segment. Time for our post-game wrap-up and Coach's Corner and Ziggy's Riffs. And Scott, why don't you begin?
Post-game report brought to you today by Scott's Third Tee. Scott's Third Tee stands for today, talk. I was very impressed with how Joe and Trump just talked to each other. They had a conversation. And I'm thinking that's what we're missing with the other candidate and some of the other things in life. If we could just have conversations, you know, I was thinking Israel, Hamas thing, they're not really in talks much. They're not having conversations. And, you know, Ukraine, there's so many other areas where this could be solved. And conversation in San Francisco might solve their business thing. Maybe they should meet with some of these businesses rather than just throw money at them. Conversation. It's okay to entertain a thought without having to accept it.
Love that. Love that.
So there you go.
Yeah, I think that's the key to everything, pretty much, right now.
Coach's Corner, what do we got?
Never approach a bull from the front, a horse from the rear, or a fool from any direction.
Okay.
There's so many things I want to say.
And we're all holding back, aren't we?
Yes, we're holding back. That's a great quote, Coach.
It really
is. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a few.
Of all, yeah.
Many.
Yeah.
Today's encouraging thought from Brian Drake. Remember, stay dedicated to your job. The harder you work, the more money it brings your CEO and his family. Go in Christ.
You have to add that weird religious thing at the end to that. Like,
why are we doing that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's a way to announce the end.
It's entertaining.
It entertains me.
I was going to say, it entertains Drake. We got to have a separate segment, though.
Yeah, we do.
Ziggy's Riffs.
Well, I just looked up and found an unfortunately sad story, y'all. The man who invented autocorrect has died. His fun fair is on sundial at moon.
Oh, if someone could kill Siri too, then we'd be all done.
I think that wraps it up for today.
Y'all be good to each other.
Hey, coming up, we're going to have a pre-game special for the election, and then we're going to follow it with a post-game. From the election, that's going to be pretty good. So we'll have a couple hours next week. But send us your emails, drakeandscott@gmail.com.
Scott with three T's.
Yeah, spell out and.
And spell out
and. Spell Scott with three T's. And if you can't spell drakeandscott@gmail.com, then don't email us. Kamala Harris asking people to email us. Because that could be a really fun salad.
Sure.
I can get Trump.
There'd be some definite cheese on that salad.
Yeah. I can get Trump and Taylor and other celebrities. I don't know about Kamala just yet. But where there's a will, there's a way. And I'll
get Gavin Newsom.
That would be fun.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
All right. I'll work on that. In the meantime, it's time for Mary to throw her hat in the air.